This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of us, your faithful, and kindle within us the fire of your love. Send forth the Spirit that we might be recreated, so that you, with our ministry, can renew the face of the earth. Amen. Happy birthday, church. Every Pentecost, we celebrate the birth of our church. And it's always hard for me to resist the temptation of saying, welcome, Cardinal fans, dressed in your red. I remember, and perhaps you have a similar memory of something like this happening, of an event where someone's breath was literally taken away. I was 20 years old, and I had been asked by our bishop, Cardinal Carberry, to spend the next 4 years of my life in Rome along with another classmate of mine, Paul Makarowicz. And we were asked by one of the bishop's staff to go out to lunch to talk about it. And so this priest on the bishop's staff took us to this very fancy restaurant. And as I now recall the story completely accurately, we were sitting there having lunch, and we looked over at the priest, and he was turning purple. And it wasn't because he wanted to be a bishop. He couldn't breathe. As a 20-year-old and no experience with this, I did not know what to do, but I was literally having a hard time breathing as well, not knowing what to do. But Paul has always been a calm, cool, collected guy who can just know what to do. And so Paul gets up out of his chair, goes over to the priest, pulls him up, and does what we now know as the Heimlich maneuver on the priest. And the half a pickle that is lodged in his throat shoots out across the room. And then he can breathe again. Now, I don't know if you've had that experience happen to you or if you have been in a situation where you have been on the helping end or observing end, but it is quite a frightening experience. But I think we've all had the experience when our breath has been taken away, and I'm not talking about because of beauty or a wonderful experience, but when something has happened that the wind is literally taken out of our sails, when we just can't breathe. I've seen it countless times at a hospital or a home when someone dies and their loved ones are told for the first time that this person is gone, and they literally cannot breathe. They have to try to grab for breaths. And it becomes this image of what's going on in us spiritually because our breath has been taken away, our very soul. And this happens to us how often in our lives when there is sudden news of a cancer either in ourselves or our family member that we weren't counting on this. Or an accident where we hear one of our loved ones was involved in it. Or the loss of a job when the boss calls you in and you know what's coming. Or the loss of a fortune through a scam. Or even just a change in life that I was not expecting. The wind is taken out of our sails. We lose our breath. Well, this is the feast day when we celebrate the return of our breath. It is not by accident that the Spirit comes with the sound of a violent wind. Thank you, choir. You did a great job with our wind today. It is that restorative nature of the Holy Spirit. Think of what's going on in the true Pentecost story. Here you have this group of 11 men, As we heard last week, they chose a 12 to replace Judas, and Jesus has told them, just go to Jerusalem and wait for the Holy Spirit to come. And think of what they've gone through. Middle-aged men, fishermen, just living out their lives. This itinerant rabbi comes and chooses and calls them. They respond. They give up everything. They follow him. They have this incredible growing ministry for 3 years, and suddenly in 1 week's time, it all comes dashing down upon them all. They lose their breath. They lose their hope. And then he comes back to life and their health and their breath is restored again. And then he starts talking about leaving. And as we celebrated on Ascension Thursday, he leaves and here they are, breathless again, waiting. And the Holy Spirit comes and their breath and their hope and their lives are restored. We know the stories from the Acts. Peter preaches a sermon after this and 3,000 people are converted. The same guy that just a short time ago had denied even knowing Jesus. The Spirit, from the first moment when Adam was created and God breathed life through the Spirit into Adam, this presence of the breath, the wind of the Spirit, has been there throughout history. And it is on this day that we celebrate our own receiving of that Spirit. And we celebrate not only that that breath of God was given to us, but that we are called to give it to each other. And we are enabled and gifted to do that. And there's a multitude of ways in which we are able to do that. I ran across this video of a lady in Czechoslovakia by the name of Ludmila, who has understood that as the Holy Spirit has come, as St. Paul says, we are called to be ambassadors for Christ. I want you to watch this video and see the incredible way in which she has taken God's call and brought it into her own life.
In my lifetime, I have experienced the rule of two totalitarian regimes. One was the German Nazis, and the second was the Russian Communists. The Word of God says 366 times, do not be afraid, do not fear. So we weren't afraid. After 40 years of communism here, the fact that many believers left the country, the Czech Republic has been called the most atheist place in Europe. It breaks my heart. My name is Ludmila Harirova. I'm 82 years old. I have 7 grandchildren and 5 great-grandchildren. My husband went to heaven in 2002. The Lord Jesus told me, now he is my husband, and he wants to continue to use me. He wants me to be his representative, his ambassador. Next to the door of my house, there is a bronze sign that says, the Embassy of the Kingdom of Heaven. My home is an extension of Christ's kingdom. It's a place where people can come and look for help if they're in trouble or have a need. The Bible says the kingdom of heaven is joy and peace in the Holy Spirit. That is the atmosphere I want here at the embassy. The visitors that I get, some of them have called ahead to let me know they're coming, and some just come. The ones that haven't called are usually the best ones, because I'm not prepared for them. everything that happens is dependent on the Lord. Today, a dear friend came by. She's a widow, and her family really are struggling financially. Whenever people enter this house, I just lay everything else aside and spend time with them. I have learned to recognize the inner voice of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit likes to take control. Often I listen to myself and I'll say things I wouldn't even think about. There is no problem to deal with the issues that people bring when they come here, because the Holy Spirit is here. It's an honor for me to be an instrument of God's love and His wisdom every day. We often don't realize that all believers are called to be representatives of the kingdom of heaven. We are all ambassadors. The Lord Jesus didn't choose to do it any other way. He simply entrusted us.
When the wind has been taken away from us and we find it hard to breathe, it's important to recognize that. And as we spoke last week, that's when prayer and perhaps comfort and rest are in order. But when we have that breath within us, the call that we are given this Pentecost day is the one that Ludmilla has illustrated with her life. Perhaps we're not all called to establish an embassy in our homes, but we are called to be ambassadors in our hearts, to do what God enables each of us to do, no matter how old or young we are, whether it means making a difference in the life of a child or whether it just means a kind word to the cashier at Publix. We are all given that opportunity to breathe life into this world. The gospel today, Jesus says the Holy Spirit's going to prove the world wrong about sin, about righteousness, about judgment. We belong to a church that is positioned to do just that. It's not a question of who's without sin and who is sinful. We are all beloved in the eyes of God. It's not about who is righteous and who is unrighteous. It is all about the fact that we are the beloved children of God. It's not about judgment about who's in and who's out, because in God's eyes, we're all in. God is all in with us. May we continue to strive to be all in with God by breathing life into the world. Happy birthday.